Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as week by week, day by day, we face the issues. I pray that you are encouraged, challenged, enlightened, and that it will cause a glimmer of hope based on the authority of the Word of God as we have these issues that we discuss each and every day. I pray that each and every day that you're seeking God, asking for wisdom from on high, asking Him to give you illumination and direction as to how you need to respond to this chaos, calamity, confusing situation that we find in our nation and, yea, in our world today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you once again, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as He's speaking to His disciples, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." Further, He gives a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, "Thy Word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that should be the first, the foremost, and the final authority for us as we serve the Lord each and every day. This is the reason we understand so much more clearly today the statement of George Orwell, the secularist, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And if you've not experienced that, let me tell you, you will if you stand for truth. It is standing for the truth of the Word of God. This is the reason I have appreciated former Senator Jim DeMint's statement about truth. He says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And among other things, former Senator DeMint says, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our churches," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made such a powerful statement. He said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." So that's my challenge each and every day to each of you, our listeners, is to seek the truth, love the truth, learn the truth. You won't learn the truth on the Communist Network News. You'll not find the truth coming out of Joe Biden's lips or Jen Psaki. I find it a little distasteful, if I can be very polite, to find that when they open their mouths, either one of them, it is a deceitful, lying dialogue that is taking place because it is nothing near the truth. We need to learn as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, to seek the truth and love the truth and learn the truth, live the truth and defend the truth, even to death. And I believe we're rapidly on the approach to facing that time in history when if we stand for the truth, we'll do so and defend the truth. We'll do so at the risk of our own lives. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions for about professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, where the gigantic flag is flowing. Find that U.S. flag. It flies 165 feet in the air. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917 is your telephone call. Goes directly through to our studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion today. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, we're going to have a brief few words. Then we're going to introduce our very special guest, and we're going to be talking with former Congressman Mike Hill, former representative for District 1 of the state of Florida, a Christian, conservative, Republican. I think the Republican is probably the lowest on the totem pole of the identifiers, but as a Christian conservative, I always enjoy the interview time with Congressman Hill and his input in relationship to what is happening, what we need to do, how we need to respond, and a biblical concept as to what God would have us to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today usurping God's authority. Usurping God's authority. I'm looking at an article that says, with most Americans enjoying the beautiful summertime and going about their lives as usual, it seems to most that all is fine with the world right now. Oh, most understand that the new normal, we're all adjusting to the little challenges sometimes, but most are also pretty insulated from the nefarious things taking place around the world. I dare say most would rather not think about these things at all. It's just too depressing, and if one would really take time to study and understand it, would bring great anxiety and distress. The world we live in today is rapidly changing, this writer says. We're all being slowly boiled to death like frogs. The mockingbird media, internet search engines, social media sites, and mainstream internet video sites are working overtime to maintain the drive the official New World Order globalist agenda has. They're scrubbing the truth from the view as they censor reality, as they replace it with lies, and as we should all understand by now, a lie told often enough soon becomes reality in the minds of most accustomed consumers of false information. Meanwhile, those who tell the truth are now in more precarious position than ever before. If you dare tell the truth today, you'll be immediately labeled a conspiracy theorist, publicly ridiculed at the very least. If you're in a position where your truth-telling will influence too many people, then by doing so, you're really, literally putting your life on the line. Truth cannot be tolerated, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a small blurb from about a five-page article, which is so precisely on target with where we are in society today. As I awakened this morning, I awakened just as millions across our nation. But ladies and gentlemen, I awakened this morning as you did, whether you realize it or not, and as we have in America, to a divided America, two Americans, an America where we're watching the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party, along with Joe Biden, usurping God's authority from the citizens. That's literally what's taking place. It is a divided nation today. Just consider some of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that the socialist Marxist Democrats are promoting today. Here's one that simply says, the left has succeeded in dividing the nation. The left has succeeded in dividing the nation. The left is its avatar. Antifa, BLM, Marxism, socialism, communism, environmentalism is very effectively dividing our nation. Having taken over education, entertainment, and social media, it is now endlessly engaged in pitting groups against each other. Blacks against whites, haves against have-nots, rich against the poor, elite against plebeian, religious against atheists, gays against straights, victims against oppressors, women against men, even the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. This writer says, have I missed anything yet? End quote. And ladies and gentlemen, that's precisely what we see taking place today in America. It is the dividing of our nation. And one of the great divisive issues that we're faced with today in America is that of the what we call the conservatives, the constitutionalists, ones that are the looked at as Republicans that follow Trump. There's a move today, ladies and gentlemen, among the socialist, Marxist, leftist in the House and the Senate and the Oval Office and out of the socialist, Marxist media to destroy this nation. And they're doing so by dividing us. Here's an article. I'll read this, and then we'll introduce our guest. We'll talk about these things today. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. This is a frightening article, dated July the 24th. The leftists are demanding that Trump supporters be forcibly re-educated. A blog posting that offers support to President Trump warns that deprogrammed and re-educated are words that almost always are connected to violence. Can you think of a single time in history where these words were used without being deadly? The issue has come up again because leftists have returned to their insistence that anyone who disagrees with them must face that deprogramming or re-educational process. Now it's MSNBC, Makia Brezhnev, who is demanding an indoctrinational program, apparently forced or otherwise, for all of those who do not agree with their ideology and policies. In a rant on video, she claimed to have the authority. Listen to this aberrant, way out lunacy, ladies and gentlemen. She claimed to have the authority of the Bible to mandate vaccinations. Quote, it's unchristlike to not protect your neighbor as well as yourself. God tells us that our bodies are a temple to be protected. That does not mean that you're to protect the temple unless Facebook and talk radio freaks tell you otherwise. End quote. Now she's a theologian in chief, ladies and gentlemen. Theologian in chief, going to tell us with the mantra that this is what Jesus would do, and we're going against the Word of God and Christ's directives if we do not vaccinate or get others to be vaccinated, that we're going to harm them. Here's the further statement. This all could have been prevented with a five-minute vaccine, but that fire hose of falsehoods has been spewing propaganda and lies for well over a year, and it's time to turn that spigot off. It's time to deprogram all of the cult leaders and the cultists, talking about Donald J. Trump. So she's saying now free speech is not free speech at all. Her agenda to turn off the other lives the way she wants was akin to the comments by Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post. Those comments ordered that white Republicans need to be deprogrammed. The blog posting deprogramming was used in Nazi Germany and the gulags of the Soviet Union. And now the radical left is using these words to describe all Trump supporters, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage for our discussion, our dialogue, our issue that we're speaking of today. And we're talking about with the big overarching statement, usurping God's authority. That's what we see governmental agencies and the thugs with badges doing in our nation today. We have today, ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Mike Hill, former Republican representative for District 1 in the state of Florida, loves the Lord, is an advocate for truth, and a standard bearer for the conservative movement and what we need to do in America today as Christians in particular. Congressman Hill, thank you for taking time out of a busy schedule to join us. Looking forward to the dialogue and the discussion today.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. And it was interesting. I was listening to your monologue, and what it all revolves around, Dr. Youngblood, is simply to speak the truth. You always start your programs off with speaking the truth, and that is so important. And unlike Mika Brzezinski, who will change and make an aberration of what the word said, the Ten Commandments, one of the commandments says, thou shalt not bear false witness. In other words, don't lie. There's a Canadian psychologist, Jordan Peterson, and I watched a short video of him about a month or so ago. It lasted maybe 10 minutes, where essentially he said, tell the truth no matter what. Amen. No matter what the consequences are, always tell the truth. You may not like what the consequences are, but it's always best to tell the truth. And we have so many on the left who are doing just the opposite. They are not telling the truth. And it is coming to them naturally because their father, the Satan himself, will right. naturally lie. And that's who they are listening to. Just about everything coming from the left is a lie. They cannot tell the truth. Dr. Youngblood, you're aware, and maybe some in your audience are aware, I had the great honor of attending the U.S. Air Force Academy, graduated 40 years ago. That's amazing. I graduated over 40 years ago.
It
flew by.
Yes.
And we had an honor code there at the Air Force Academy. It says, we will not lie, steal, or cheat, nor tolerate among us anyone who does. If you did lie, steal, or cheat, you could be dismissed from the academy. Well, my first summer there, they would send us to what they call honor training, just to make sure we understood the honor code. And I recall distinctly during one of the trainings, they gave us permission to lie if you were using tact, T-A-C-T, and they use as an example, they said, let's say that you were invited to someone's home for dinner, and they cooked you a meatloaf, and it was terrible. And then when the hostess asked you, well, how did you like the meatloaf, they said it's perfectly okay to say, Mrs. Brown, that was a great meatloaf. Thank you so much. They said you can use tact in a situation like that and lie. Well, that never sat right with me, even when they were telling me that. You know, I've been a Christian a long time, and I knew it is never permissible to lie, even if it is in a case of tact. If Mrs. Brown were to ask, how did you like the meatloaf? Your response could be, Mrs. Brown, thank you so much for having me over for dinner. I really enjoy getting away from the academy and spending time in your home. That is tact. That's how you answer. Not by lying. It is telling the truth all the time. And what the left does not like is to hear the truth. And that's why they are trying to stop it. And they want to send us to these re-education camps, which is atrocious. They should even bring up those words, because we only hear that coming out of socialist and communist controlled countries like North Korea and Cuba and China and Russia. The nerve that they would even use those words simply displays their true character.
Yes, in fact, it is kind of frightening when you think of it from the human perspective as to those comments and statements being made. And we're dividing America based on the vaxxed and the non-vaxxed, as I would put it. That's simply protocol that they're using today to make a determination as to how you divide our nation. And they have had the premise, the wrong premise, I believe, that it's only the Republicans and the conservatives that have not been vaccinated. And they've just discovered in major, major, major portions of the country that it's not just Republicans or conservatives, but a mega number of Democrats and the different ethnic groups in America that have decided they didn't want to be vaccinated. And yet I'm looking at an article that says MSNBC contributor, there's an idiot percentage, notice, an idiot percentage of this population that just needs to be told what to do. It's dated July the 24th. While discussing the possibility of COVID-19 vaccine mandates, a frequent MSNBC contributor declared that there was a certain amount of Americans who need to be told what to do by their government. This individual, Donnie Deutsch, told people that they didn't have a choice when it comes to face masks, required vaccinations for coronavirus. They didn't have a choice. They just need to be told what to do. End quote. Further, the article states, but it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down across America. It goes on with the dialogue, the discussion that we see the handwriting on the wall, Congressman, where we that have said no to vaccination, we will become second-class citizens. We're on the fast track for seeing a major, major, major sequestration and segregation of those that are the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, albeit they're discovering very rapidly that even the vaccinated are not secure or protected from COVID. Speak to that issue or those thoughts. What are your thoughts on that?
That's right. Dr. Youngblood, we are seeing daily reports coming out of people who have taking the vaccine who are experiencing serious adverse reactions to these vaccines to the point of death. It's horrible what we're seeing happening with people who have taken the vaccine. And then we're also seeing reports almost daily that people who are dying from COVID have been fully vaccinated, that they have received both vaccines. In fact, the Democrats, the crazy Democrats who left Texas and then went to Washington, D.C., and there was an outbreak of COVID amongst them, that they were fully vaccinated. So to say that it is the unvaccinated who are problems right now is simply not true. Now, what I am proudly going to say, Dr. Youngblood, is here in the Florida Panhandle, you go to the farthest east, that's Escambia County, where I live. Adjacent to that is Santa Rosa, and then adjacent to that is Okaloosa. That's where Fort Walton Beach is, that we have the lowest vaccination rates in the state. Escambia County is 34%, Santa Rosa County is 32%, and Okaloosa County is 33%. So the unvaccinated are the vast majority in the Florida Panhandle right now, and there is no outbreak in the Panhandle. And I'll go further to say this, Dr. Youngblood. Even if there was, I still would not get vaccinated by this experimental vaccine. You are not going to put that in my body, particularly when you see the adverse effects that are happening from it, but also because I have not received a vaccination since I left the military in 1990 when it was mandatory as a military member to annually receive the flu shot. So I refuse to have someone else tell me that I need to be indoctrinated, that I need to be vaccinated, wear masks, and get along with the program. No, we are a free nation. We are a free people. We make up our own minds, not what you liars tell us we have to do.
Absolutely. Well, Congressman, let me just throw in a question or two that may be on the hearts and the minds of some today. And I know my wife and I have discussed it, and we've had the question bounded about, and we all have recognized that the Marxist media, the talking heads on the Communist Network News, they've been pointing out and showing big maps on the television with the red states, primarily the red states, that supposedly now having a major resurgence of outbreaks of COVID. What are your thoughts on that? Is it propaganda? Is it real? And if it is real, how did that come about in your opinion? The reason I'm saying that, because you look at Sweden, they didn't have a lockdown. They had herd immunity very quickly, and now they have basically a total open free nation, no lockdowns, no mask, and yet we're finding today where supposedly the Republican states are supposedly now the ones that are the spreaders because we did not do the vaccination.
Well, first of all, it's already been demonstrated by CDC and also the left media that it is propaganda in many areas. You can't believe their numbers. They have demonstrated that so many times, like the number of deaths from the COVID vaccine is now approaching over 50,000, when just a week or two ago, it was down to 6,000, then it automatically jumped to 12,000, and they said, well, that was because of an error. But the actual number is over 50,000 who have died from that. And so we know that their numbers are suspect anyway. Why on earth would we believe that they say that the resurgences are happening just in the red states? You know, they point out Florida, and they love to point out Florida because we have a very conservative governor, DeSantis, who freed us up from the lockdowns much sooner than a number of other states. There's also South Dakota, which never did have a lockdown. We're not hearing about a resurgence there. They don't point that out at all. It's because they like to pick on Florida for several reasons. One, we know this is a battleground state. We know that Governor DeSantis is doing a great job, and they don't want to give him credit for that. And the other thing to point out is Florida is a great tourist destination state. People come here from all over the world for the beaches, for Disney, and for the lifestyles that are here. And so people who are coming here and now who are been diagnosed with COVID doesn't necessarily mean that they were Florida residents when it happened. That's just when they were diagnosed. But again, how can you believe the numbers coming from this leftist media, coming from the CDC, which has already compromised itself, demonstrably compromised itself, along with this Dr. Fauci? You can't believe a word that they say. So no, I don't believe that these resurgences of COVID infections are happening just in the red states.
Absolutely. And one of the things too that I identified, I'm not read anything or any research on it other than just my own assumptions, and maybe I could be assuming incorrectly, but most of us are aware of the fact that we've had over 1.25 million illegals coming into the across the southern border. And one of the writers said that about 6 out of 10 of them either have COVID symptoms or COVID test positive, and yet they're being dispersed across the nation. And most of them are being dispersed into the red states, the red counties. And now all of a sudden, we're having a major outbreak of COVID. Do you see a correlation potentiality there?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. You know, that we have an absolute crisis at the border, but we have a leftist media which is no longer pointing that out. When President Trump was in office, we heard about it daily until he took care of the problem and it went away. Now it is 10 times, 100 times more worse than it was during President Trump's presidency. And now we have, as you say, the military is transporting these illegal aliens into red states, into red communities, including in Florida.
Yes.
They are moving them here without permission of the states. I think Governor DeSantis should stand firm. The Florida legislature should stand firm.
Yes.
And say, we are not accepting illegal aliens into our state. We have that sovereign responsibility. We have that sovereign duty, and our Constitution gives us that authority to refuse to have people who are unvetted brought into our state.
Yes, I'm in full agreement with that. Congressman, thank you for being with us today. Hold on if you don't mind. We're going to have the top of the hour news break and be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dial as we continue to face the issues. We'll be right back after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.